Let's hear from Rupa Bhatt, an IT executive, about her multicultural upbringing and how it helped her cope and thrive in a multicultural society and a multicultural corporate world.
Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, a Sanskrit phrase which means world is one family, was heard often in my home growing up. Adaptation to multicultural was second nature to me. Maybe because my parents came from two different states in India, spoke different languages, and had different microcultures. Or maybe because my father, a dean in local college, battled long and hard with his board to bring in students from other countries such as Kenya, Nigeria, and Iran to our small town. As a child, I struggled to understand the opposition. By bringing in those students, financial gain, building the institution's reputation and credibility were evident benefits versus threat, if any, of outsiders diluting our small town's way of life. On the other hand, I enjoyed plenty of appreciation and favors from my mother's side of the family by adapting gestures of her microculture, such as touching elders' feet without being told. Working in IT in India during the early 2000s, getting trained on how to behave while visiting customers in a particular country was a common part of my job. With a little open mind, trainings stopped being something I had to do. Instead, became a window into how someone not from my culture lived, ate, and carried on with their life. I was a freshly minted immigrant in this country when the dot-com bubble burst. I landed with a pocket full of skills which were not much in demand anymore. Since then, I have put myself through graduate school, changed career paths 3 times, and still am doing considerably well with climbing that corporate ladder. The hard skills alone did not get me here. What also helped me is understanding of cultures and people. I could keep progressing because of a grad school friend who advocated for me for an open position and whose culture I knew did not judge my ask for help, or understanding the differences between communication styles of Indian ways and the ones here and ability to be the bridge in between, or ability to speak football or soccer and make some inroads. Understanding of cultural differences, which seem so inconsequential, helps tremendously. When we open ourselves to other cultures, we understand them at a human level. Then, from mere transactional connection, we enable human connections. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam does not mean we are all the same and thus one family. What it means is we are different, yet one family.
The U.S. Census reports indicate that by the year 2025, there will be no single ethnic majority. Currently, there are more than 525 languages spoken within the United States, and it is one of the most diverse nations. However, society continues to live in segregated communities, and government policies continue to practice majoritarian ideologies. With the killing of George Floyd, the simmering feelings of all ethnic minorities have boiled over, and the millennials have unanimously agreed that colonial practices have to end, and we need to make changes towards social equity. It is important for educators and parents to foster a culture of us in the United States to stand up against bigotry and create safe and welcoming environments for all. And this means examining our attitudes, examining how we treat other people, how prejudiced are we in our interactions, and is that purely because we have not allowed ourselves to get out of our comfort zone and get to know other cultures? Tell me, if we all are happy with the same emotions, if we all are sad because of tragedy, if we all empathize with each other and we relate on a human level, then why do we divide? Why do we make people feel less? Or why do we treat people with a lot of admiration without any basis? Stay tuned to hear more about decoding education and multiculturalism.